This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for coming back for Part 2 of the show. And on the way, more girl groups. Part 2 of our theme featuring all female musical acts. We'll also continue our march up the countdown from this weekend in 1943. And back then, here in the USA, we were feeling the effects of World War II. Shoe rationing began in February. And it's even hit Hollywood as movie executives agreed to allow the Office of War Information to censor movies. And just about all Americans were working in 1943. The average wage is $2,000 a year. That would be about $33,000 today. Now, there were controls on wages and prices, and we were paying about 10 cents for a loaf of bread, 30 cents for a half gallon of milk, and there were a couple of new products at the market, Raisin Bran from both Post and Kellogg's. And Dannon yogurt. And after grabbing the groceries, we'll swing over to the music shop and pick up the latest from the Benny Goodman Orchestra, featuring Helen Forrest on the vocals at number 5 this week, Taking a Chance on Love. Taking a Chance on Love was originally released in 1940, but it never made the charts. But due to the musician strike, the folks at Columbia Records went back through their library and decided to give it another try. And this time it was a hit for Benny Goodman and vocalist Helen Forrest. It was at number 5 this weekend, but on its way up to a 3-week stay at number 1. And here in May of 43, not only did Benny have a brand new hit, he had a brand new baby. He and wife Alice welcomed their first child, a daughter named Rachel. More news headlines from America 1943. There was nearly a coal crisis a few weeks ago. Wildcat strikes affected the coal mines. And President Roosevelt threatened to invoke war powers if the workers didn't return. They didn't, and he seized the mines on May 1st. The next day, labor leader John L. Lewis called off the strike, just minutes before FDR went on the radio and slammed the mine workers in one of his fireside chats.
I want to make it clear that every American coal miner who has stopped mining coal, no matter how sincere his motives, no matter how legitimate he may believe his grievances to be, every idle miner, directly and individually, is obstructing our war effort. We have not yet won this war. We will win this war only as we produce and deliver our total American effort on the high seas and on the battle fronts. Therefore, I say to all miners and to all Americans everywhere, at home and abroad, the production of coal will not be stopped.
Boy, the political talking heads of today would say that FDR was challenging the miners' patriotism. That was from the Fireside Chat of May 2nd, here in 1943. And back on the countdown this weekend, coming in at number 4, it's the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Frank Sinatra.
It started all over again the moment I looked in your eyes. It started all over again, the thrill we can never disguise. The day that we parted, so brokenhearted, will never return again. Dreams I've delayed, promises made, are starting anew
just for you.
It started all
over again the moment I held you so tight.
It started all
over again when we kissed away the night till dawn's early light.
Sweethearts forever, we'll build our romance anew. It started all
over again
the moment I looked at you. It started all
over again
the moment I looked at you.
Record number 4 this week in 1943, Tommy Dorsey with Frank Sinatra. It started all over again. That was another of those recordings made last summer as the musician strike was looming. And here in May of 43, the strike was a reality. So Victor Records turned to the surplus in their archives and found a top 5 hit. And Frank wasn't even with Tommy anymore. He had already launched his solo career. Now, there were songs recorded during the musician strike, but they were done a cappella. Here's an example by Dick Hames.
Wrong, would it be wrong to kiss? Seeing I feel like this, would it be wrong to try? Wrong, would it be wrong to stay here in your arms this way? Under this starry sky. If it is wrong, then why were you sent to me? Why am I content to be with you so long? It must be right. It can't be wrong.
Would it be wrong to kiss, seeing I feel like this? Would it be wrong to try?
Content to be with you forever. So, when I need you so much, and I have waited so long, it must be right. It can be wrong.
Frank Sinatra's replacement in the Tommy Dorsey Band last September was Dick Hames, but his manager's already convinced him to go solo. And that's his first hit. It's just been released, accompanied by the Song Spinners, It Can't Be Wrong. That'll peak at number 2 in July. Well, let's check out more news from the war here in May of 1943, this time in Europe, as the Nazis have continued their atrocities against the Jews. On March 13th, German forces destroyed the Jewish ghetto in Krakow. 8,000 Jews deemed able to work were transported to a labor camp. About 2,000 who were unable to work were killed right on the streets. The remaining people of the ghetto were sent to Auschwitz. Then on April 19th, the Polish resistance revolted in the Warsaw ghetto, and they refused to surrender against insurmountable odds. More than 56,000 Jews died in the incident, some from the fighting, some by fire, others in concentration camps. Meanwhile, the Nazis have lost at Stalingrad. The battle there ends February 2nd when the German 6th Army surrenders. And then just last week in the Caucasus, the Russians drove home the first major blow of the spring. Under an umbrella of air power, Red Division stormed Hitler's vital bridgehead in the Kuban region and split the German forces in two. And Hitler's last position on the eastern shore of the Black Sea is in danger. Some news headlines from the war in Europe here in May of 1943. And we resume the countdown. Coming in at number 3, Xavier Cugat.
Brasil, meu Brasil brasileiro, meu mulato insoneiro.
Thank you.
The Xavier Cugat Orchestra and Brazil. Cugia dropped the Waldorf Astoria tag to the band. Losing the moniker didn't lose them any popularity. Brazil was at number 3 this weekend, and the record spent 7 weeks at number 2. And now we're off to the movies. Let's see what was playing on the big screen this weekend in 1943. First off, the Short Subjects, and that means the Stooges. Their latest is called Spook Louder. Mo, Larry, and Curly are bodyguards at a professor's house, and they find skeletons, mummies, and a mysterious pie thrower. A couple of fun cartoons, The Wise Quacking Duck. A man goes out to get a duck for dinner and picks Daffy Duck. And there's Super Rabbit. Bugs Bunny becomes a superhero. And from this one, we learn a new cheer.
Okay, now, boys, come on, talk it up. Come on, fellas, talk it up. Now, let's give it to him. Come on, kids, let's give me your rickety wax. Break a crack of firecrackers, this boom ba. Bugs Bunny, rah, rah, rah. Break a crack of firecrackers, this boom ba. Bugs Bunny, rah, rah, rah.
Ah, the classics. And now to the main features. We have The Batman, the first serial film of the comic book stars Batman and Robin, played by Lewis Wilson and Douglas Croft. Speaking of serials, there's Tarzan Triumphs with Johnny Weissmuller and Francis Gifford. For comedy, you have The More the Merrier with Gene Arthur and Joel McRae, and Henry Aldrich Gets Glamour. Henry wins a date with a movie star. Then to the dramas, the documentary that won 2 Oscars, Why We Fight. Here's one I've never seen, Sherlock Holmes in Washington. Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce, of course. A good show called Edge of Darkness with Errol Flynn, Ann Sheridan, and Walter Huston. A story of Norwegians fighting the Nazis. James Mason stars in The Night Has Eyes. Also playing in May of 1943, the story of Lou Gehrig, The Pride of the Yankees, with Gary Cooper and Teresa Wright. But the top movie of the day was Casablanca.
Inside of us, we both know you belong with Victor. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris. We didn't have, we lost it until you came to Casablanca. We got it back last night.
When I said I would never leave you.
And you never will. But I've got a job to do too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Ilse, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of 3 little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that. Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman from Casablanca. A couple of musicals playing. Hello, Frisco, Hello, with Alice Faye and John Payne. And Cabin in the Sky, which featured the song we heard a few minutes ago, Taking a Chance on Love. It starred Lena Horne, Eddie Rochester Anderson, and Ethel Waters.
It seemed like happiness is just a thing called gel. He got a smile that make the lilac wanna grow. He got a way that make the angels heave a sigh when they know little Joe's passing by. Sometime the cabin gloomy and the table bare. Soon he kiss me and it's Christmas everywhere. Trouble fly away and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I ask to know. Seem like happiness is just a thing called joy. Make the angels heave a sigh when they know my little Joe is passing by. Sometime the cabin gloomy and the table bare. Soon he kissed me, Lord, it's Christmas everywhere. Trouble fly away and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I has to know. Seem like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Little Joe. Little Joe. Little Joe.
Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg wrote Happiness is a Thing Called Joe, and it got an Oscar nomination for Best Original Song. It was sung by Ethel Waters in the film Cabin in the Sky, and it was on the screen this weekend in 1943. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, in the showcase, it's Girl Groups, Part 2. And these three ladies were pioneers in vocal jazz. It's the Boswell Sisters.
Mailman passes by, and I just wonder why. He never stops to ring my front door bell. There's not a single line from that old love of mine. Not a word since I last heard farewell. That's the reason that I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. Make believe it came from you. Oh, I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet.
A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be all so glad I got them.
I'm gonna smile and say I hope you're feeling better. Close with love the way you used to do. Oh, I'm gonna sit right down, write myself a letter. Make believe, make believe the letter came from you.
I'm gonna sit right down, write myself a letter, oh, and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad that I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down, write myself a letter, oh, and make believe it came from you, just you, oh.
I'm gonna write I love you, honey, deed I do. And make believe it came from you. I'm tired of waiting, cause I'm so blue, thinking of you all day through. I'm gonna say the sweet things that I love to hear. I live in a dream and just pretend you're near. I'm gonna sit right down, write myself a letter. I'm gonna fool myself when I make myself believe the letter came from you. Make believe it came from you.
The Boswell Sisters from the Uptown section of New Orleans. Martha, Connie, and Vet. Martha and Connie actually were born in Kansas City, Missouri, and Vet was born in Birmingham, but the family settled in New Orleans in 1914, and all three of the girls were trained classically, with plans for them to be concert musicians. However, in an interview, Martha once said that hearing the saxophone pulled them to jazz. And as they entered their teenage years, radio was emerging, so that helped them become local stars, and then it was off to L.A., where their popularity grew even more. They started making records. Then in 1931, to New York City. And that's when they were able to get on national radio shows and got to work with the top jazz musicians. and the Boswell style was one that had never been heard before. Their natural voices were in a lower register, so it wasn't the typical nasally female sound of the day. Their voices had a soft southern drawl that was never restricted to their range. They would cross each other, go back and forth, but still always came out with a perfect blend. And their style, that kind of scatting gibberish, was idolized by a young Ella Fitzgerald. And that was the Boswells doing "I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter," recorded January 6, 1936. And in the orchestra was Artie Shaw. He played clarinet and alto sax. And also Russ Case, future orchestra leader. He played the trumpet. Now, we featured a few all-female orchestras so far, but they all pale in comparison to our next group, the Hour of Charm Orchestra. And yes, I realize their leader was a man, Phil Spitalny, but the players were all ladies. Here they play Alice Blue Gown. It was 1932 when Phil Spitalny attended a concert that featured a female violinist that was so spectacular, he thought, wouldn't it be great to have an entire orchestra of equally talented women? He thought the idea would be great for radio, so he dissolved the all-male orchestra he was leading at the time and began looking for exceptional female musicians. Well, everybody thought he was crazy. His first hire was violinist Evelyn K. Klein, who had just recently graduated with honors from Juilliard. And together they went searching for talent. The auditions took about a year, but he finally had his 22-piece all-girl orchestra. And there were tough requirements for the girls. First of all, they had to play very well. They had to sing and also look nice. They all wore the same white evening gown. Hair was styled similarly. There was a weight limit. And the women had to sign a contract promising not to get married in the next 2 years. Well, getting bookings for the orchestra was kind of tough early on for Spitalny. It was a male-dominated industry. but he was able to get on radio in the spring of 1934. Then he secured a 30-minute spot by getting a sponsor to listen to the orchestra in a blind test. They couldn't see the girls. Well, the sponsor agreed. It was the Linnet Bath Oil Company. And they had some misgivings, but went ahead with a 13-week contract. Spitalny's instinct was right. The girl orchestra on radio was a smash hit. Linnet extended their sponsorship to 6 months, and then the following year, General Electric became the sponsor of the Hour of Charm and would continue for 10 years. In all, the Hour of Charm played on CBS for 15 seasons. And the song you just heard from the Hour of Charm was Alice Blue Gown. They made that recording in 1946, and it featured the aforementioned violinist Evelyn K. Klein, who was given the moniker Evelyn and Her Magic Violin. She was the concert mistress for the orchestra, and in that same year of 46, she became Mrs. Phil Spitalny. We're celebrating the girl groups today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, our stroll down memory lane has taken us back 82 years to May of 1943. And it's time now for sports. Well, World War II has affected the baseball season. It started 2 weeks later than normal. And stars such as Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Enos Slaughter, and Johnny Mize are off serving. And the games do go on. The Yankees lead the American League by 1 over the Indians and a game and a half over the Senators, while the Dodgers are ahead in the National League by 3 on the Braves and the Cardinals. And by the time the Fall Classic rolled around, it would be a rematch of last year's World Series, with the Yankees getting revenge on the Cards. In the NHL, the Red Wings edged the Bruins for the regular season title, then Detroit swept Boston for the Stanley Cup. And in horse racing, Count Fleet's on his way to winning the Triple Crown, took the Derby by 3 lengths, this weekend the Preakness by 8, and would dominate at the Belmont by 25 lengths. He was owned by the Hertz family of rental car company fame, and at first John Hertz didn't think much of him and nearly sold him for $4,500, but jockey Johnny Longdon convinced Hertz to hold on to him, and Count Fleet would go on to win $250,000. And that's sports from this weekend in 1943.
Friends, you know this is true, that no matter how attractive a person may look, they're not attractive to be with unless their breath is sweet, right? Well, that's why it's so important for all of us to be sure that our breath is always sweet and wholesome. And friends, it's a scientific fact that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder stops oral unpleasing breath instantly. Yes, Colgate tooth powder cleans your teeth. That lively active foam penetrates right into the tiny hidden crevices between your teeth. It goes to work right where much oral unpleasing breath starts. And you'll be delighted, too, to see how Colgate tooth powder quickly reveals all the natural brilliance and sparkle of your teeth. So, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, use Colgate tooth powder.
Well, thank you, Mr. Announcer. Hey, I mentioned a moment ago a number of baseball stars who were serving in the war. The military also had band leader Glenn Miller. And while he was entertaining the troops in Europe, here at home he had song number 2.
That old black man has been its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride.
And down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name,
and I'm a flame.
A flame with such a burning desire
that only your kiss.
For you're
Holding the runner-up spot this weekend in 1943, Glenn Miller and the orchestra, That Old Black Magic, with Skip Nelson and the Modern Airs. In a couple of weeks, it would claim the top spot, making it the band's 23rd and final number one hit. Well, now we're going to turn on the Performing Now spotlight and shine it on a modern-day performer who's keeping alive the standards, the great songs, doing jazz and traditional pop arrangements. And here's a friend of the show from Eugene, Oregon, Haley Loren. She sings here on Under the Same Moon.
I know I've called you 7 times today. I'm running out of relevant things to say. I think of you 2,000 miles away, gazing at the midnight sky, wishing you were by my side. I know you're out there somewhere in some lonely hotel room. Maybe you're out the window, missing me as much as I miss you. Even when nights are cold and dark, though I may not be in your arms, I'll always be lying with you under the same. Under the same moon. That isn't just the breeze against your skin. It's an I love you I'm sending on the wind. If we both close our eyes, we can pretend. Love will conquer time and space, to it together face to face. I know you're out there somewhere in some lonely hotel room. Maybe you're out the window, missing me as much as I miss you. Even when nights are cold and dark, though I may not be in your arms, I'll always be lying with you under the same. Under the same moon, oh, I'll be lying with you under the same moon.
That's Haley Loren, who was born in Seattle, grew up in Sitka, Alaska, now lives in Eugene, Oregon. And in the spring of 2024, she released her 11th studio album. It's titled Dreams Lost and Found. Her previous couple of albums had been more pop-oriented, but Dreams Lost and Found was a return to jazz. And for the recording, she went to Montreal. And she said that traveling to and spending time in the city really helped bring out her improvisational side. Most of the tracks on the album are standards, but that one she wrote herself, Under the Same Moon. Haley Loren performing now on Seems Like Old Times. We're coming around third and chugging for home on today's Seems Like Old Times, but still things to do, including a reminder about the webpage. It's oldtimesradio.com. You'll find various information about the show, our schedule, list of affiliates, and of course the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. Don't forget to check us out on social media. It Seems Like Old Times on both Facebook and X. And the email address is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, time for our final girl group of the day. And rounding it out are the DeCastro sisters. Let your love walk in.
You don't need no key. There ain't no lock on me. The door is open, let
let your love walk in. You don't need to shout. The welcome mat is out. The door is open. Let your love walk in. Don't take time to write a letter. Don't take time to write a note. You know your kiss, my darling, has stepped in and rocked the boat. You don't need to ring. Your lips rang everything. The door is open. Let your love walk in.
Castro sisters, Peggy, Sherry, and Babette. They were raised in Havana, Cuba, but emigrated to Miami in the early 40s. And after their discovery, they played all over the country, including many years in Las Vegas, appeared on the top TV shows, had a few hit singles as well. The big one was Teach Me Tonight in 1954, and they recorded that one a year later, Let Your Love Walk In, with accompaniment by the Skip Martin Orchestra. We've had the girl groups again today on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this weekend in 1943. And one of the top news stories this week was the Trident Conference in Washington, D.C. between Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill. The two met to discuss a cross-channel invasion into France. A target date for the invasion was set for the 1st of May next year, 1944. But the top news story of the week was the Allied victory in North Africa.
Yesterday afternoon at about 4:30, the war in North Africa came to an end. Early on Tuesday morning, the Axis armies were cut clean in half by the British drive across the neck of the Cape Horn Peninsula. That left mainly the German 90th Light Division to be accounted for, a division of tough, veteran fighting troops, some of the finest fighters that ever came out of Germany. In the mountains, they went on fighting until they had little ammunition left. Our troops in the north put down a smoke screen, and under cover of it, they withdrew a little while our bombers went in three deadly waves to deliver the last aerial bombardment and one of the heaviest of the whole campaign. When our bombers had finished, our artillery opened up, and soon hundreds of white flags were appearing all over the place.
Our troops enter the great port of Bizerte. They move cautiously, for enemy snipers still lurk in the ruins, and the battle is not over until the last Nazi has been killed or made prisoner. The battle for Bizerte is over. Simultaneously, the British take Tunis. With the same electric suddenness with which it began, the campaign in North Africa ends. Now comes the battle for Europe.
The victory in North Africa. That was part of the official film's newsreel, which was shown here in America. And a report to the British over the BBC by Frank Gillard. It was May 13th when German and Italian troops surrendered, and Field Marshal Erwin Rommel fled back to Germany. And that was the top news story this week in 1943. And at the top of the music chart this weekend, the fourth number one record for the Harry James Orchestra, with vocals by Helen Forrest. I've heard that song before.
¶¶ The lyric said, forevermore, the memory. Please have them play it again, and I'll remember just when I've heard that lovely song
turn out to be the biggest hit of all time for the Harry James Orchestra. With Helen Forrest at the microphone, I've heard that song before. A multi-million selling record that would spend 13 weeks at number one, including this third weekend of May in 1943. And that's it for today's show, my friends. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.